Jack Robinson is here. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk on Fridays. There was some pretty big real estate news this week. A developer is planning a major residential project downtown. How realistic is this project?
Yeah, we last talked about this in December, and that was when the news came out that the new owner of the property that includes what's called the Capitol Towers building downtown, it gave a sort of a general outline of what this project could look like. The news this week is that the plans are very ambitious. Over time, they want to put up something like six buildings, including a pair of 25-story towers, which sort of brings us back to the good old days of high-rises coming up in Sacramento. So the existing building, the Capitol Towers building, which is 15 stories tall, would stay, but some other buildings on the property would be torn down. So we haven't seen the application yet, but the developer seems pretty serious. We've talked before about how there's strong demand for housing downtown. You know, but this would be a big project. It would be like 500 apartments and 500,000 square feet just for the two towers alone.
Well, what kind of impact is this going to have on the neighborhood? And we're talking about an area between N and P streets at 5th and 7th streets.
Yeah, so obviously this would be a big step up in density, and I think we can expect to hear a lot of discussion about this. Neighbors aren't going to like the extra traffic and the extra sort of intensity of the neighborhood. You know, on the other hand, this is downtown, and if you want to have high-density housing anywhere, this is where you put it.
Another potentially big development would be a hospital on the site of Sleep Train Arena. Some city officials have been lobbying Kaiser to build there. But how likely is that to pan out?
It certainly makes sense for Kaiser, which has been looking at the area for a long time. And it makes sense for the neighborhood, which needs big employers. And it really makes sense for the Sacramento Kings and the city, which both want to find a good use for this, what's going to become a white elephant in a couple of years. But there are some challenges. I mean, first of all, Kaiser already has 12 acres that it bought back in 2010 in the Natomas area. And there are the flood concerns, of course. Levee repairs could turn that around, but this suggests this is not a project we, you know, are going to see completed anytime soon. I will say that a hospital is a lot more likely than some other ideas we've heard, like a university campus for the Sleep Train Arena site.
So Monday is the enrollment deadline for coverage under the Affordable Care Act. We've heard a lot about the effort to get consumers to sign up, but how are employers responding to the program for small businesses?
Companies are still signing up for the small business program, but there isn't much interest compared to the consumer program. Last numbers we saw said something like 1,000 employers have signed up so far. That's not many. So part of this is that the process has been kind of a mess with the website down and a lot of brokers complaining about the process. And part of it is there isn't the same urgency. Companies don't have a deadline as consumers do to sign up. They can do that anytime. And also, a lot of employers just don't have a good financial incentive. Many are keeping the coverage they have. Others are dropping coverage and letting employees buy it through the state exchange. So, you know, we could see this pick up later, but I think Cover California, the real focus right now is on consumers.
Your restaurant critic this week reviewed a new kind of bar called Vapor House, where customers are allowed to smoke e-cigarettes. Is that even legal?
This is bizarre to me. I guess I haven't been paying attention, but e-cigarettes are very hot right now. But legally, it's a kind of a gray area. Some cities regulate them, some don't. Ed Murrieta, who writes about restaurants for us, says that Vapor House has been open since October. It's in Midtown, of course, at 19th and Q, and shares space with a bar with a very similar name called Poor House. Vapor House is it's a bar that serves drinks and some food, but also supplies for people who want to inhale what's essentially heated, flavored vapor, which may or may not contain nicotine. So they call this vaping, and you can apparently the person who dispenses the supplies is called a vape tender. And, you know, this is very trendy right now. I wouldn't be surprised to see more of them, sort of like hookah lounges were a couple of years ago.
Yeah, whatever happened to hookah lounges?
Exactly. There may be some still, but you don't hear much about them. So to me, this feels like a fad that may not last much longer. But, you know, these are famous last words. I also predicted Starbucks would fade. So take my insights with a big grain of salt.
Soothsayer Jack Robinson. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.